first half really poor. I don't think they're any better, but they get, you know, they get a penalty in 45 seconds, which is simply, let everyone judge it at home. At any point, me getting on about a referee who's absolutely pathetic tonight. He's really, really poor. He's really, really poor. I don't really know the guy. I've just spoke to the head of referees who says, hey, look at the penalty. But we weren't at it first half. We were poor. Players showing for me a lack of effort, lack of desire, lack of willingness to work hard. When in the second half time, Jack will be struggling a little bit. He's wanting a better performance, to be fair, but he struggled a little bit. We made a change. Listen, I think second half, we certainly deserve to equalise. If, you know, we're giving a couple of sloppy things away near the end, we're chasing and Jack's got sloppy, Jack Tucker. But in fairness, we have a penalty ourselves. I think Connor Ogilvie's dragged to the ground. I think, sure, Connor's taken out inside the box, just inside the box, but he's taken out. We'll go away, some later trip, and we're really disappointed. It was a big chance to come here and win. It makes it a real uphill task when the referee does that to you. You know, we're running about calling Fleetwood players by their first names and things like that. There's not their names, it's not right. I think for me it's a poor game. I think we played poorly. I don't think Simon, I think his team's played well, but they get the wins. It's about winning, it's about points accumulation. Simon's a good guy, they're good people here at Fleetwood, they'll take the win and they'll be happy. And so without being a bad come here 1-0, we don't get penalties for that. Just watch the penalty decision and tell me how I feel driving our Ginonwell players tonight on a 7-0 journey back to Kent. Tell us how we feel when that's given us against us in 40 seconds.